Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Our theme music this week comes from Legends of Old Time Music from County Records. We heard Sally Ann from Ernest East and the Pine Ridge Boys. They were perennial winners at both the Galax and Union Grove Fiddlers Conventions. Legends of Old Time Music celebrates 50 years of recording on the County Records label and is a terrific 4-CD set. We'll hear another track later in the program. For many years, I have been fascinated how music fits into regional life. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll examine four recent projects which place roots music into perspective. We'll hear music released to accompany Peter Guralnick's fascinating new book, Sam Phillips, The Man Who Invented Rock and Roll. Mississippi fiddle tunes and songs from the 1930s, the recording by Harry Bolick that is great accompaniment to his book of the same name. And this Ain't No Mouse Music, the soundtrack to the documentary about R. Hooley Records and founder Chris Strachwitz. We'll open the program with a book of songs, rhymes, and stories recalled by Jean Ritchie from her childhood. Jean Ritchie's Kentucky Mother Goose, written with Susan Brumfield, is a wonderful collection of Ritchie family songs and stories. Jean was the youngest of 14 children and was raised in Viper, Kentucky. She grew up with ballads, story, and play party songs, as well as traditional songs and tunes that she played on the dulcimer. Jean passed in June 2015, just as the final draft of this book was completed. Kentucky Mother Goose includes an accompanying CD with 50 selections of a wide variety of songs. Interestingly, most are unaccompanied, as used spontaneously in daily life. Each selection begins with an explanation of the song, many in conversation with Susan Brumfield. Other pieces come from the Library of Congress and other recorded sources from the late 1940s to 2007. We'll hear three representative selections from the accompanying CD and begin with Jean and Susan, recorded in 2007, and Two Dukes of Rovin. Jean Ritchie on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
This is Mom's tune for Two Dukes of Rovin. Here come two dukes a-rovin', a-rovin', a-rovin'. Here come two dukes a-rovin' to my high ransom tea. What is your goodwill, sir, goodwill, sir, goodwill, sir? What is your goodwill, so to my high ransom tea? Our will it is to marry, to marry, to marry. Our will it is to marry to my high old ransom tea. You look too brown and drowsy and drowsy and drowsy. You look too brown and drowsy to my high old ransom tea. We're quite as fair as you are, as you are, as you are. We're quite as fair as you are to my high old ransom tea. Who would you like to marry, to marry, to marry? Who would you like to marry to my old ransom tea? I'd like to marry Jenny, oh Jenny, oh Jenny. I'd like to marry Jenny to my old ransom tea. You have to have someone take her away. I don't think there's a verse for that. I can't remember if there's a verse for that or not. But what they do is they send one of theirs to pull over a line, and Jenny comes out, and somebody comes to pull her over, the person that wants to marry her. And whoever wins, maybe Jenny is stronger than he is or not. If she pulls him over, he has to go on their side.
Like a tug-of-war.
Yeah, a tug-of-war. And then and as it grows, as it changes, you can have everybody behind you tugging, you know, just like
a
big tug-of-war.
That's good.
Until you break it up.
So she doesn't have to go.
No, she doesn't have to go if she's not pulled over. She gets him to come to her side.
I see. So they try to pick somebody they can...
Yeah, right. That's right. Oh, I'd have to think about that one. I may not have it right.
Saw a crow flying low, kitty alone, kitty alone. Saw a crow flying low, kitty alone, lie. Saw a crow flying low, and a cat a spinning tow. Kitty alone, a lie, rock a maririe. In came a little bat, kitty alone, kitty alone. In came a little bat, kitty alone, a lie. In came a little bat, with some butter and some fat. Kitty alone, a lie, rock a maririe. Next come in was a honeybee, kitty alone, kitty alone. Next come in was a honeybee, kitty alone, a lie. Next come in was a honeybee, with his fiddle across his knee. Kitty alone, a lie, rock a maririe. Next come in was two little ants, kitty alone, kitty alone. Next come in was two little ants, kitty alone, a lie. Next come in was two little ants, fixing around to have a dance. Kitty alone, a lie, rock a maririe. Next come in was little Pete, kitty alone, kitty alone. Next come in was little Pete, kitty alone, a lie. Next come in was little Pete, fixing around to go to sleep. Kitty alone, a lie, rock a maririe. B-O-B-I-O-B-A-B-O, kitty alone, kitty alone. B-O-B-I-O, baby-o, kitty alone, a lie. B-O-B-I-O, baby-o, bye-o-B-O, baby-o, kitty alone, a lie, rock a maririe.
Then there are others like Club Fist. Do you play Club Fist? It's a counting out.
Is it like one?
It's a very complicated count out thing.
I don't know that.
Everybody, like one person puts, and you put your hand
like
that.
Like
that? Yeah, and keep on going up.
In all of it.
And then the one who's the leader says to the first one, take it off or knock it off. And if you take it off, you just take your hand off. And if you knock it off, why, someone goes, you know, beats your hand until he gets it off from there.
Oh, so like if I'm up here, I would say take it off or knock it off?
No. There's somebody. Somebody is sort of the leader who's standing there doing that. And take it. And now, if you say knock it off, I have to keep on. He has to keep on until he gets your hand loose, and then you're out. And in the next one, so on down to the very bottom. At the bottom, the person is sitting there, looking down into the little hole, and he says, "What you got there? What have you got there?" I've written it down here because I couldn't remember. "What you got there?" And he says, this man says, "Pot of gold. Where's my part? In the woods. Where's the woods? Fire burned it. Where's the fire? Water squinched it. Where's the water? Ox drunk it. Where's the ox? Axe killed him. Where's the axe? Hammer broke it. Where's the hammer? Behind Granny's kitchen door. Behind Granny's kitchen door, a cracking nuts. And the first one to laugh or show his teeth gets 5 big nails, 5 10-penny nails, and 10 little red tacks. I'd have to think about that, but that's what I saw. And so everybody sits around.
Because you don't want to be seen.
Like this. But then everybody starts to giggle, So finally the first person shows his teeth in a smile or laughs, and he has to have 5 lumps on the back.
That's the big nail.
That's it. And the little ones are like this. Pinchies. 10 pinchies. And so that was his. And but then he's out, or he's chosen, whatever it is. You have to know in the beginning what you're doing that for.
So that's like that to count out to be it.
Yeah, to be it or to, sometimes it's just played for fun, And they start over again and do it again because a different person gets it. gets the nails and the tacks. But the fun is in trying not to laugh,
Right.
You used to play things that didn't have much point, but they were just fun to do.
I know one the only one I know like that is "Baby, If You Love Me, Smile." Do you know that one?
No.
It's the same thing. It's not a long story though, but it's the one person is in the middle who's it and says and has to go up to someone and say, "Baby, if you love me, smile." And the person has to say, "Darling, I love you, but I just can't smile." And they have to say it without smiling or showing their teeth. And then they have to, and of course they can use different voices to try to get them to do it. It doesn't sound like anything, but when the kids play it, it's very funny. Because they'll go up to the one that they think they can make laugh, and...
Right, that's the same idea, I guess.
We just heard 3 selections from the CD that accompanies Gene Ritchie's Kentucky Mother Goose, Songs and Stories from My Childhood by Gene Ritchie along with Susan Bromfield. We heard a play party song called Take It Off or Knock It Off, recorded in 2005 at the Pico Ritchie Residence. And before that, we heard Kitty Alone from Gene Ritchie Sings Children's Songs and Games from the Southern Mountains, and that's on Smithsonian Folkways. And we let off that little set with 2 Dukes A-Rovin', recorded in November 2007, along with Susan Bromfield. The book is a wonderful collection, and it also includes some great pictures by Maurice Sendak. We're placing music in the correct time and place this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Old-time country music used to have distinct regional styles, but with recordings, concerts, and music camps, the music has become somewhat homogeneous. Harry Bolick is a Mississippi-born traditional musician. He has focused on the style and repertoire of his home state for many years. The University of Mississippi Press has recently published his book, Mississippi Fiddle Tunes and Songs from the 1930s, authored with Stephen T. Austin. Mississippi traditional music was unfamiliar to many players and collectors until Harry began to research, publish, record, and perform the music. We'll hear 3 selections from the accompanying CD to the book, Mississippi Fiddle Tunes and Songs from the 1930s, and begin with a trio of tunes performed by Harry and some of his musical compatriots. We'll hear John Butter and the Fat, Taters in the Sandy Land, and Molly Put the Kettle On from fiddler John Alexander Brown, who recorded in the mid and late 1930s. Some Mississippi fiddle music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1605. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the 4-CD retrospective of 50 years of recordings by County Records called Legends of Old Time Music. We heard Ebenezer by the Russell family from Woodlawn, Virginia, with 13-year-old Bonnie Russell on the mountain dulcimer. And before that, we heard some Mississippi Fiddle Tunes from Harry Bolick and Friends from his recording Mississippi Fiddle Tunes and Songs from the 1930s. That's the name of his book as well. The CD is on New Timey Records. And we just heard Sugar in the Gourd from Alan Alsop from Carroll County, Mississippi, and Chippy Get Your Haircut from Stephen B. Tucker from Laureldale County. And before that, we heard Billy in the Lowground from J.E. Mormon from Tallahatchie County, Gulfport from J.E. Shoemaker. And we let off that set with John Butter and the Fat from John A. Brown from Tishomingo County, Taters in the Sandy Land from Alan Alsop from Carroll County, and Molly Put the Kettle On, once again from John A. Brown. It's a wonderful compliment to a great book, Mississippi Fiddle Tunes and Songs from the 1930s, Harry Bolick and Friends on New Timey Records. Our Hooli Records in El Cerrito, California, was founded by Chris Strachwitz in 1960. The label was created to record music by little-known down-home blues artists like Lightnin' Hopkins and Snooks Eaglin. He also began reissuing archival material from Big Joe Turner and Lowell Fulson. In 1966, Chris recorded a local band called Country Joe and the Fish and their song, I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die. Eventually, royalties from the recording, especially after its appearance in the Woodstock movie, helped finance the label. Eventually, the label began to record other roots music styles, such as Cajun and Zydeco and Conjunto music. The movie Ain't No Mouse Music is a travelogue following Chris as he retraces his steps to Louisiana and Texas, where some of his finest recordings were made. The soundtrack is a 2-CD set on Arhuli, of course, and we'll start with Lightnin' Hopkins and Bald-Headed Woman, recorded in 1961. The music of Arhuli Records on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Give me back that wig I bought you, black woman. let your doggone head go, boy. Give me back that wig I bought you. Let your doggone head go, boy. You know I got the news this morning. Little girl, you don't need no hair at all. She won't know why, but I'll tell you. Money to buy a hair with, baby. Now I ain't got a lousy dime. Give you all my money to buy a hair with, baby. Now I'm poor light and don't have a lousy dime. No, I ain't gonna buy you no more wigs, cause I'm not able. But it look like you bald head women could show me some hair sometime. Cut it off. Whoa, this has a woman's glory. Why did you want to cut your hair off? She said, "Reading, I want to do it, Lightning. I want to hear you talk that talk.
Thank you. don't dance, cousin dolls, I don't dance, don't. Mon connaisseur, je danse, mais ça, dans ta femme qui baisse avec ton aigle. Allons danser, Colinda.
Placing music in the correct time and place this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we just heard three selections from This Ain't No Mouse Music, the soundtrack to the movie All About Our Hooli Records and Chris Strachwitz. We heard Lightnin' Hopkins, recorded in Berkeley, California in November of 1961, and Bald Headed Woman, one of the earliest of our Hooli's tracks. Then we heard Michael Doucette and Dennis McGee with Kalinda, recorded in Eunice, Louisiana in 1981. And then we heard Joe McDonald and Group from October of 1965, recorded in Berkeley, California, I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die. That's the tune that kind of put them on a much better financial footing after the Woodstock movie. The soundtrack is on Our Hooli Records, and the film was produced by Maureen Gosling and Chris Simon. Peter Guralnick is one of America's premier musical writers and historians. He has written, among others, a two-volume biography of Elvis Presley, a biography of Sam Cooke, and classics Lost Highway and Feel Like Going Home. His newest book is Sam Phillips, the man who invented rock and roll, and he has picked over 50 of his favorite Phillips-produced recordings for the accompanying CD on Yep Rock Records. We think of Sam Phillips as a rockabilly producer, but he started Sun Recording Services in Memphis with hardcore rhythm and blues, with Howlin' Wolf and Sleepy John Estes and B.B. King. But we'll lead off with the record that defined the earliest days of rock and roll. Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats with Rocket 88. The band was really Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm, but Sam didn't like Ike's voice, so he had 20-year-old sax player Brenston take the lead. Rocket 88 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a fifth. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Going round. All my friends bumping the flu that must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Get it, cat. Bopping the blues that must be going round. All them cats that bopping the blues and it must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, Grandpa's done got rhythm and he threw his crutches down. Oh, the old boy's done got rhythm and blues and he threw that crutches down. Grandma, he ain't trifling. Well, the old boy is rhythm bound. All them cats are bopping the blues and it must be going round. All my friends are bopping the blues and it must be going round. I love you, baby, I must be rhythm bound. Bop, cat, bop! Bop, bop, rhythm and blues.
Sam Phillips proved there's more than one way to perform a tune, and that was Little Junior's Blue Flames and Mystery Train. You might know that from Elvis and also from a number of other blues renditions of it. Before that, we heard from Carl Perkins from 1956, his second hit, Boppin' the Blues. And we opened up that set with Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats and Rocket 88, which was eventually licensed to Chess Records and became a really big hit. Those tunes are all included on the Yep Rock collection, Sam Phillips, the man who invented rock and roll, as a companion to Peter Guralnick's book. We have just a little bit of time left, and we've got time for one more track from the Legends of Old Time Music, the County Records collection, celebrating 50 years of recording. This is Tommy Jarrell and his signature tune, John Brown's Dream, played on the banjo instead of the fiddle. Tommy Jarrell on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
soon be hogging bread.
Tommy Jarrow on the banjo, and John Brown's Dream from the collection Legends of Old Time Music, 50 Years of County Records, a 4-CD collection. Tommy Jarrow. Hope you've enjoyed putting the music in its correct time and place, and we've had a lot of help from Gene Ritchie, Harry Bolick, Chris Strakowitz, Peter Guralnick, and County Records. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1605.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning.